Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever, but I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. Actually, I'm low-key not having a blast because every time I'm speaking, I have to adjust my little pimple patch. Yes, I have a pimple quite literally right underneath my lower lip right now. Fucking hate it, bro. So I'm literally adjusting the pimple patch. I'm so glad this is not a recording, like an actual video recording, because then you guys would see it and it's not cute. So, wow. So much to see. So much to say. Nah, I'm totally lying. There's not much to say. I don't even know how long this episode's gonna be. I am tired. I have to be up early in the morning. So, I'm not really sure how long this is gonna be. Not too sure. Might as well just be honest, right? And also, if you're tuning back in, or no, actually, let's backtrack for a sec. If you're new here, hi babe, how are you? I hope that you're well. I hope that you, I'm glad you joined the mothership. I'm glad you're here. You have a lot of homework to do, babe. There's so many episodes that you can listen to, and you're bound to find something you like. And if you don't, I know you're lying. So I have 5 seasons. This is like literally my 5th season. So I know you're bound to find something you like. So you might as well just take a gander. Doesn't hurt. And I also would like to get paid for this. So let's get the show on the road, guys. I want to be Miss Next Caller Daddy. Just POC, you know? But if you're returning, hi, babe. I hope you got that promotion. I hope that you got that A on that quiz that you've been really scared about. I hope that you've been feeling okay in your mental health in some capacity. I know I have been quite all over the place. But you read today's title, guys. I'm just going to jump right into it. There's really not much else I can really say on the matter except me just going into it. So see you on the other side. And we're back, my fellow aliens. Like I said, I don't really know how long this episode's going to be. Just to give a preface, because I've been doing like a lot more of like 40, 50-ish minutes episodes like recently. I feel like that's a pretty good amount. I feel like over an hour is like a little bit too much for me and a lot harder to edit. But nonetheless, hi, we're back. I hope that you're all well. But you read today's title, guys. You read today's title. It's pretty self-explanatory for once, you know. There was no eye-catching title for you. It was just straight up being honest. So I like to start every episode with inspiration that I have for every topic. I haven't really been too inspired, but at the moment, I just haven't been on social media as much, and particularly Twitter. So we're going to take a moment back in time, right? I have been on Twitter. Prepare yourself, because if you haven't listened to me talk about Twitter, you're about to. For those who are somewhat relatively new, or you just have bad memory like I do, I have been on the stupid bird app that is Twitter for 11 years, probably more than that. I made a new account last year, which is my current account right now, and then the years prior to that, I had like 3,000 followers from my fangirl days. I retired that. I hung up my medal. I'm out of work, you know. Literally, actually, I'm so serious. But I have been on Twitter for quite some time, so I have seen like every evolution of Twitter, and I feel like I've been on social media for quite literally my entire life. I'm talking from the first minute I could hold a phone to like present day, which is kind of alarming in some ways. And I have told my older therapist, I don't have a therapist at the moment, long story, you don't want to know. Long story short though, insurance sucks sometimes, and there's not a lot of POC, especially POC women therapists, which is, I'm really, really heartbroken about. I'm not gonna lie, it's a different conversation. I mean, honestly, that's a topic that I would like to get into at some point, therapy and how it needs to be inclusive for everyone. But nonetheless, I was telling all my therapists in the past, all the ones I've had, that I know for a fact that getting on social media at a very young age was really bad. Like, it was not good for me. And the way I see it is that I was exposed to such sexual content, not because I followed it, but I feel like literally Twitter people are another level of horny. Like, Instagram horny is like, okay, Instagram user horny is like, they're doing like a hot when bae lets you see it for the first time, versus like Twitter user horny is like, I want to put it's like nut in a milkshake and call it my protein shake for the gym. Like, that's just who we are. And That's truly, truly, truly me. So, and that's like literally one of my old tweets. So, yeah, that's the level that I was probably exposed to when I was about 12. I'm so serious. So I'm aware that these things are bad. I joke, but I know it's bad. And I had the really great opportunity to get an internship for this really great finance tech startup. So I'm not going to go. I really can't even say anymore because NDA. But nonetheless, I'm very excited for it. So I can't even say anything else. I'd rather not. But nonetheless, I'm very excited for this internship that leads to, you know, possibilities for me and whatever realm I decide to go into, whether it's full finance tech and or using that to do other careers that I go into in the future. My goal really is to have multiple careers, not just multiple streams of income. That's like another topic, like multiple careers and multiple knowledge of different things. I feel like that's a lot more advantage to everyone. I feel like that makes a person more valuable and their skills. And I don't know why we're talking about my entire life story right now, but nonetheless, social media breaks. I feel like social media breaks are so essential, and I feel like even when you take breaks from them for yourself, like literally you decide, like, I don't feel like being on Twitter right now. I don't feel like being on Instagram right now, because the way I see it is that you can feed yourself all these good content. Let's say that your entire content is straight up spiritual healing, your inner child therapy, manifestations and stuff like that. Let's say that your entire feed on both and all platforms that you have are very, you know, positive, and you surround yourself with that. There's always going to be the occasional ad from Instagram themselves, like being like, hey, like, check out this really cute outfit or something. That's exactly what the algorithm does on purpose to skew you out, and you fall for it. And that's not a crime as well. Like, it's meant to do that. Like, these companies are meant to do that. Like, that is the whole reason why marketing exists. Like, that's the whole point. They select something and a topic they want to market to you. They do it in any means necessary, and you're probably being a good social media user. I'm not saying that there's people out there that aren't. I'm not saying that there's people that aren't out there that really care about what they ingest social media wise. I should be one of them. Honestly, I like to have a balance of both. I like to have shit posts, and I like to have a good, you know, manifestation and astrology. I'm really fun about both. However, it's really true. The algorithm will push that on you on purpose, so you buy something and or you go down a loophole. That's truly the main reason for it. And like I said, it's not a bad thing if you fall for it. Like, that's quite literally the reasoning for it. Like, that's why it was invented. And so me, I've been having this dilemma with Twitter in particular, that I cannot fucking stand you bitches on this damn bird app that feel the need to talk about the same three conversations, essentially, and three, quote, debates every single time I open the damn bird app. I open the damn Twitter app, and all I see is you guys arguing about the high-value man and woman, who you bring and what you bring to the table, that is quite literally with no tablecloth, I would like to add. And honestly, just relationships. There is so much more to life than just dating. I promise you guys that. I promise you that. And like Latina tweets, I mean, I am one of them. I will say I have had my fair share of tweeting them, but it works for me, okay? Sometimes you want the little engagement. Sometimes you want the little nudge. Sometimes you want a little bit of unhinged tweeting so you get interactions and then people follow you, all right? I will admit it, okay? It works. Sometimes I like to tweet the craziest shit I can think of and the most unhinged shit I can think of. And the people are like, whoa. And I'm like, exactly. You fell for my trap. Exactly. That's my form of marketing. That's my form of marketing. Believe it or not. It works for me. So, and maybe I can pass it along to you. If you're 18 and younger, please don't follow that. Even if you're 18, don't listen to what I have to say. This podcast is strictly for like 20-year-olds and above. I'm sorry. Like, you're still a child. Well, I am still a child, but 23-year-old me and 18-year-old me are not the same. They're not even anywhere near close to each other. But nonetheless, my point is that social media breaks are so important because you just feel like you're seeing the same things over and over again in just different fonts and formats. I feel like social media breaks are just kind of necessary for whatever reason it may be. Maybe you are going through a lot in the moment in time, whether it's a loss or you're going through a rough patch in your life personally or career-wise or just within family or within friends, and that's okay, you know? Sometimes social media is really not what you're looking to go into at the moment. And maybe you're taking a social media break because you need to focus on yourself. Maybe that's it. There's so many reasons to take social media breaks, and it feels like when you do, you feel like you're out of the loop, and nobody likes to be out of the loop. You know, I feel like social media has really brought, you know, a sense of urgency and desperation, I can even add, to what you might, you know, feel is best or not good for you. And so I am on a social media break recently, not even by choice, really. I've just been really busy, and I just don't have anything to say. For once, the Gemini has nothing to say. For once, the Gemini could not speak. The Gemini was too stunned to speak. And also, quite literally, the Gemini was too busy to speak. And so I have been, you know, working on this internship. I've been doing school. I've been working. I have the podcast. Like, I have other obligations in my life. And, you know, I really just wasn't thinking of Twitter, to be honest. I would just open it and I'd be like, I don't really have time for this. I have to get shit done, you know? And I would just maybe read my timeline or retweet things. I really wasn't tweeting anything because I didn't really think I had anything to say these past like 2 weeks, I want to say, or a little bit less than that. And look, I've had emails to respond to. I've had work. I've had dance, babe. Like, your girl is busy, and I have dance in the morning, so there's that. But social media breaks are so essential for one's mental health and one's well-being. I feel like social media is kind of just getting repetitive at this point, and wanting to take a break from that is not really something you should feel ashamed about, and something you shouldn't fear, if anything. I'm not really crazy about Instagram. I feel like every time I actually download the actual app of Instagram, I spend way too long on it. Like, the times I do have the app, I see that my screen time for it is like an hour, almost 2 hours. And for me, that's a lot. And I know a lot of people have probably more than that. Like, they're probably like, girl, that's like level one. My Instagram screen time is like 4 hours. I'm like, ooh, girl, that's not great. I never want to get to that level. So, and I also really take care of, I really eyeball and hyperfixate on my screen time on my phone. And ever since Apple released screen time on my laptop, I haven't been the same. Like, my screen time on my laptop is quite literally through the roof every single day. Because I try not to be on my phone, but also Macs are kind of just like a bigger version of your phone, just with more accessibility. You know, you can text, you can call, you can FaceTime, like, you can Google, like, it's pretty much your phone, just bigger. And honestly, I prefer my laptop than my phone, because I have pretty much my whole life on there. You know, I have school and I have my shit posts, you know, I have work and I have my shit posts all in one. But nonetheless, I feel like taking a social media break and or several, or maybe a couple month long social media break, you know, I feel like it's super important, because when you think about it, the world is ever changing and the world is a scary place more than ever right now. And maybe you just don't have the capacity to see the news all the time. Maybe you don't have the mental capacity and or the strength even to really just get down and read something, you know? Like, I'm one of those people right now. Like, I would love to get to know more about certain information and certain issues in the world. And, you know, I'm not saying I never will. I'm just saying that, like, I don't want to do it through social media, because then I get distracted from the stupid shit posts and stuff like that, and I lose focus of the things that actually are more important, like actual issues going on in the world, you know? And taking a social media break is essential for me. And even accidental ones, like this past week, like, it's been totally accidental. I didn't plan it. I didn't have it in my calendar. I didn't put it in my Google Calendar. It's straight up, it's just life, you know? Life keeps you busy. we have obligations, we have work, we have things to do, when you also have to make time for your own fun and leisure time as well. Like, there's just so many factors going in. And I feel like, I don't know how people really can just sit on social media, like, truly every single day. Like, I like to, you know, be on social media for like a couple hours in between things I'm doing, or I like to spend hours on social media when I'm at dinner, basically, because I'm resting. Like, I did whatever I had to do during the day and I'm just kind of like winding down, or if I have like a funny thought I want to tweet, I tweet it, you know. But taking social media breaks are not something to be ashamed about. It's not something that you should ever feel guilty for, even though it makes us feel guilty. And the reason we feel guilty for even taking one social media break is because you feel out of the loop, you know? I feel like a lot of brands and celebrities and pretty much anything that's everything that you're interested in, whether it's hobbies, interests, etc., they all stem on Instagram and or social media to promote whatever's going on. If you have a favorite band, they're gonna promote their tour by social media. Like, that's the only outlet. If you didn't have that, you would never know if the 1975 was going to go on tour. I didn't even know the 1975 was going on tour until I got a, you know, I saw it on Instagram, literally. And then I saw, like, the North American tour dates on Ticketmaster giving me, like, the little notification. That's what I mean. Like, you wouldn't know unless you had social media. You wouldn't know. And that's the reliance that we've built. So social media breaks make us feel guilty, even though we know we have to do it, because the world has been built, the digital world has been built to rely on social media for everything and anything. Same way that technology has advanced so much that you need to rely on your phone to be in your hands at all times because your whole life is on there. It's the same thing. And it's alarming. I am worried, for me personally, I am worried for myself, and I like to distance myself after a while, and I try really hard to, and I'm very hyper aware of it. And it's okay to slip up too. It's okay to aim to take a break and slip up, you know. It's something that we've been ingrained to rely on for so long, and it's not a crime to do that. It's not a crime to fall for it, you know. These social media brands, apps, and engagement, just marketing in general, they are built and put there in place for you to engage at all hours of the day, no matter how many obligations you have. And so we fall into it, and then me being hyper aware of it, I'm like, oh shit, I shouldn't be doing this. And then I quickly get out of it. And I'm really trying to balance that out as I get older. I feel like there's so much I need to hyper focus on. I feel like getting my life in order is more important than seeing fucking Instagram posts, you know? And hey, I'm not gonna lie, I want to be one of those people that doesn't really care about that information, doesn't really care if they're spending 5,000 hours on their phone. I really wish I wasn't that type of person, but I am. At the same time, I am grateful for that. But at the same time, your girl likes to just rot in bed a lot. But I know it's wrong, and I know it's not the best option, because then you start to, sometimes it turns into months and then years and then a life, and then you realize that you've been on socials for too long. And I mean, I'll never get to that point. I've never been at that point in my life. But Lord, I know people that have. And you feel very lost. You're pretty much on a no-go kind of life. You know, you got nothing going. Unless your entire career is social media. That's also a thing. That's different, though. But as someone that has made and or is trying to make a career out of social media, I try not to lean on it as much. I try to like back away from that, only because if I spend my leisure time a lot on social media and then I start making my career on social media, it's like there's no break, there's no room for that, you know. And I think that the toughest battles and the strongest soldiers of the whole world are not even the US Army. I think that the strongest people in the world are truly people that make social media their job and or and their fun time, like their shit posting time. Like, do I want to get paid to make my shit little, like my little shit post? Yes, I would love that. I would love nothing more than to just sit on my ass, open Photoshop, literally make the funniest fucking shit I can think of, put it online, and get paid for that. There is nothing better that I would enjoy more. Like, that's truly my dream, or at least a dream of career-wise. And so I don't have any notes, actually. I didn't even preface that. I usually do. I don't even have any notes. It's just that, like, all that I have written is that for once I don't have shit to say on Twitter. Because it's true, like this week I just haven't had any things I had to say, except that I announced that I got into a really cool internship. That's really all I had to say. I didn't really have anything else to add or talk about. And, you know, taking a break was nice because I was more present. I was like not really caring about what was going on. And I was also focusing more on, you know, being, you know, a better friend. And by that, I mean, like, actually responding to my friend's texts more promptly. Not, like, 5 seconds, but, like, I'd say, like, compared to other times. I don't know why, but as I've gotten older, I feel like I haven't responded to my texts as well. As much as I should have with, like, my close friends, you know, I feel like I need to be better at that. And yeah, I feel like being a better friend is very important. I feel like being a better, you know, whatever, being a better friend, being a better partner, being a better daughter, sister, friend, person of society really is very important. And sometimes we lose sight of that with social media and the digital world. And social media breaks are very important for all of us, whether you are 15 years old, whether you're 23 like me, or whether you're like 35. I feel like it's all important, it's all relative. And I feel like once we shy away from that, and I'm not saying we should give up social media because it's a great thing to have, it's a privilege to have and be a part of and be, you know, included in. I feel like there's also times where it just gets too much and there are people on there that are not the people you want to be interacting with, and sometimes you don't even follow them, but like people, you know, they bring it into your realm. And or, you know, especially Instagram, it's like when there's like a tagged photo of someone with like two companies in the photo, it's like it's apparently like a joint post, and you see it twice even if you follow one of them, or you follow both brands and then you see it twice, or anything like that. Really, Instagram is really just the worst app, honestly. And Instagram is trying to be like TikTok. It's very weird. And that's also another thing, like these apps are kind of just losing originality. There's really not much else. Like, I don't really need TikTok anymore because Instagram has it. Like, Instagram is TikTok, and it's kind of obvious, you know, it's like really in your face with like Reels. Girl, I don't know who named that, honestly. The Instagram Reels are just really a dumb name. If anything, they should have made it like Instagram. Oh, they should have made IGTV, but like that should have been the name for like their TikTok version of TikTok. Like, and then IGTV could have been like IG movie or some shit like that. That's just me. Take it with you will. Honestly, I'm in an internship that I have knowledge of that. So, no, I'm kidding. Not any info about the internship, just straight up, you know, getting ideas. And so, nonetheless, though, honestly, guys, I don't really have anything else. I don't really have anything else. I'm trying to like brainstorm in my head, like, do I have anything else? Is there something else I want to say? I feel like even when I end this, I'm going to have something else I want to add, and it's just going to be too late because it's already going to be halfway uploaded or something. But I'm trying to think. I'm trying to like brainstorm in my head, like, not only is social media very necessary to take a break from, but like, the question of what are you taking a break from when it comes to social media? I think that's more of a pending question that no one really ever asks the question about. It's like, social media break, yeah, like everyone says, oh, I've taken a social media break, I need to take a social media break, I'm on a social media break right now. But you never really ask the question, what are you taking a break from? And I feel like we're all in the need of taking a break from social media for different reasons, for different content reasons, you know. And for starters, you are not obligated to follow someone that you don't want to. I feel like just because you make friends on Twitter or Instagram or just any like virtual friends, like that doesn't mean you have to make them your best friends. You know, I feel like there's a boundary you can set if you really want to do that. If you don't, go all, by all means, go all out. But we hear people, or we even say like, oh, I'm on a social media break right now, or you hear people saying, oh, I'm gonna go on a social media break soon, I'm on one right now, or I should go on one very soon. And then the question that no one really seems to format is, what are you taking a break from on social media exactly? And me personally, to answer that question, it's just the world, the state of the world. Like, we can look up and Google and research and read about so many different issues in the world all we want. But if it's within our reach, we do something about it. or if it's not, you feel even more powerless. You feel like even reading isn't enough. You feel like donations are enough. You feel like nothing that you do is enough. And I feel like social media promotes such a big not enough mentality in any aspect. Maybe you don't, like, you see a person that you suffer through body image problems like I do, or body dysmorphia, and then you see someone else that doesn't even look the way they do in a picture in real life, but they promote it online, and then you see that and you don't feel like you're good enough. Maybe on social media you see someone making more money than you and you don't feel like you're enough. Maybe you're on social media scrolling, doing your thing, and then you see someone that just got a cool job and you're working on that as well, but you feel like you're not enough. And you see so many different types of people going through different shifts in their life, and they post about it. And you don't know the behind the scenes, obviously, but from what you can see, from what is shared to you, to your face via your feed, you feel like you're not enough all the time. I feel like social media promotes such a not enough mentality. It feels like you never have enough. Maybe you have too little. Maybe you never will be enough. And so much more in between. And it's really crazy to think about that social media, like, that's the whole invention of it. Like, that's the whole message behind it, is like, you will never be enough according to social media. No matter what you do. And I think I'm going to end it on that note, guys. I think I really will. I think that's all I really have. But nonetheless, I hope that you guys are well. I hope that you guys, my fellow aliens, have a wonderful rest of your night, day, wherever you are in the world. I hope that this inspires you to take a social media break. After you listen to my podcast, though, after you listen to my podcast, you can start your social media break. Social media break. Do it. Other than that, though, you should stream me, as always. But nonetheless, I hope that you're all being safe and sound. I hope that you guys are taking care of yourselves. And I hope that you guys are being good people to the world and taking mental health days for yourself and making sure you put yourself first every few times in a month or so. Making sure you prioritize yourself every time you feel is necessary to do so. And so with that being said, I conclude today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you all have a lovely rest of your week and start to the week strong. And I love you all.